There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
I'm John Batu with my colleague Judy Dempsey in Berlin with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Friedrich Merz is the Chancellor of all Germany. He made lavish commitments when elected in these last years to rearming Germany, or at least participating in the development of a credible European military force. And the London Telegraph is featuring a lengthy article about how Merz is committed to it and is following through. Is that accurate, Judy? Does the German public regard Merz's following through on the campaign pledge to rebuild the army?
There's a difference there's a difference in language, rearm or rebuild. Rearm has historical negative connotations and would make some EU member states rather a little bit cautious about the direction of Germany if you use this word rearm. But certainly Friedrich Merz is committed to supporting not only Ukraine, absolutely committed to NATO, committed to spending. But spending is immaterial if you actually don't modernize the armed forces and make them capable and actually make them ready to defend the NATO flank, especially the eastern flank of Poland and the eastern Baltic states. So Merz is committed to this, but like every other chancellor, but particularly Merz, he has to deal with the defense ministry, which has to get rid of the bureaucracy, slimline, modernize, recruit intelligent, well-educated young people and give them a reason why they should sign up. This is a huge discussion here at the moment. But certainly when Merz speaks about upgrading German defences, he's looking at NATO and he's looking at, above all, at the ability of Europe to defend itself, given what is happening to NATO, or rather the US role in NATO and the transatlantic relationship. Chancellor Merz is extremely worried about the vulnerability of Europe.
A co-terminus with the reawakening of the German defence industry is the pledge to attend to the infrastructure of Germany, which is part of national security, argues Mr. Merz. Is that happening? The bridges, the tunnels, the roadways, are they getting attention?
Well, they have to get attention along with the support of the other NATO member states, because moving trucks and tanks and having proper airport landing sites for helicopter, for heavy ammunition, moving equipment quickly is just across the country. It's just not a German responsibility. It's a NATO alliance responsibility. And that needs a collective support, financial support and political support. That's the first thing. But secondly, Germany is in very bad shape when it comes to the infrastructure. And independent of the defence issue, Chancellor Merz is investing heavily on the railways, the infrastructure, digitisation, internet, long overdue, absolutely long overdue. But it may be long overdue, and he's now got a special digital tech minister, but even the minister admits this will take time. I mean, time is not a luxury for the Europeans or for the Germans, particularly the state of the economy, and particularly how Russia is so diligently monitoring every move that Germany makes and the EU, and indeed looking at how Ukraine is still fighting tooth and nail to ensure that their sovereignty remains intact along with their independence.
One more concern, you remind me, there's a lead article in the New Foreign Affairs, the distinguished magazine here in the United States, by Professor Beckley. And he argues that the major powers, Russia, China, the United States, to name three, are stagnating. And therefore, the way to grow is conquest. The short version of this is Ukraine is not the last on the menu in Moscow. Does Germany believe that? Does Germany believe the Baltic states could be gobbled up by Russia after Ukraine?
No, But on the other hand, Germany isn't ruling out how Russia continues to try to wield its influence in Georgia, which is run by pro-Russian oligarchs. It won't let go of Belarus, which neighbours with Poland. It's a sweeping statement to say that the economies of China, particularly, and Russia are stagnating. And stagnating is a very strong word, and therefore conquest might be an excuse. Conquest costs money.
Yes.
It costs lives, and it costs an awful lot of political will to mobilize forces to define what you want to do with conquest. But we've seen what Russia has tried to do with Ukraine, and this has been costly in terms of lives, in terms of money, in terms of living standards for Russia, and in terms of the conquest hasn't yielded the results that Russia wanted.
AFD, we just have a minute here. AFD, when and if they achieve power, are they an appeaser? Could we see this as a success for Moscow if AFD wins?
If the AFD wins, of course, Moscow would be very pleased. If the AFD wins, it's a very, very bad day for German democracy.
And therefore, that would be the play for Moscow, wouldn't it? It wouldn't cost any money. It wouldn't burn any lives up. But it would achieve the goal of defeating Germany, wouldn't it?
It's how you started off. How would the government and in what detail, and how would they deliver? But certainly it would be a damning indictment of the weakness of the centre if it cannot defend itself against a far right wing political movement that wants to discredit Germany and its democratic institutions.
Judy Dempsey, a senior scholar for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, back from Slovakia, commenting on the observation that the dog is catching the car and what happens next. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.